Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show, I am delighted to introduce to you Tori and John Westmoreland. They have their own business up in Ball Ground, or maybe down in Ball Ground. I don't know where Ball Ground is. We'll find out. In Ball Ground, Georgia, it's a vehicle wrap business, and I think we got to talk about that with them, Todd, because we got to get the Tylenol, as you call it, the caravan wrapped in a high velocity video dust jacket thing. But they have that business, and we want to learn more about that. But they also are really here to talk about this thing called Stick It to Cancer. Welcome to the show, Tori and John.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We're delighted to have you. Tell us a little bit. Give us a little bit of an overview on this whole Stick It to Cancer thing, how to get started. What are you out there trying to do for folks?
Well, Stick It to Cancer was created to raise money for a cure for cancer. It's a new organization, but I think the history of it is pretty long. About 9 years ago when we started our business, we were looking for a way to help cure kids' cancer. And so we sought out what we called the Leukemia Society. And we started working with them about 9 years ago and helping them with their events throughout the year. In February, we realized that there's another L in LLS, and it's actually called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, because John was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it kind of brought it really close to home, and we stopped calling it the Leukemia Society at our house. We started calling it LLS. Through that diagnosis, we made a commitment to each other as a husband and wife team that we wanted to work through it. And we not only wanted to work through it, we wanted to grow our business through it, and we wanted to make something great happen because of it. And pretty quickly after that, we decided to start a team for the Light the Night Walk in October. And we named it Team In Depth because we were already talking to our family. And we had we set up a family blog, and we told our family that we were dealing with John's cancer as if it were a large vehicle client, as if it were a fleet client, as if we were doing 200 wraps, and we were tackling this cancer as if it were just taking up 5 hours of every Friday, and it was just a really demanding client. So we signed every blog that we were Team In Depth, Sticking It to Cancer, because we thought with our vehicle wrap company and this being a new client of ours, we needed to stick it to cancer. So as we kept writing that blog, and then we had decided to do the walk team, it kind of dawned on us that this needed its own entity. It needed its own brand, because that's kind of what we do, is help folks create a brand and be consistent with their brand. And so we created Stick It to Cancer, and it debuted not very long ago, and it's already making some great strides and gaining some great awareness.
Well, I absolutely love the slogan, tagline, whatever you marketing guru types, Todd, call that. I mean, that really sticks with you, doesn't it?
Well, see, I've always been a big advocate of using your business to give back to the community, because I think that's some of the best marketing you can do. So, yeah, I think that's a very, very clever, memorable way to go about that. Do I see red hand man's over there?
Yes.
How's that work?
I need one.
I got to add it to my collection.
Todd's wearing green and yellow today, and I've got a matching green and yellow.
Well, I want one.
I've got a matching Livestrong yellow for as well. And then we've got these red bands that say they're actually for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and they say relentless. And relentless is something that we've gotten really excited about. In fact, when we started the Stick It to Cancer campaign, we wrapped a vehicle, again, using our talents, as you said, Todd, to give back. We've wrapped a vehicle to become a fundraising mobile. And on the hood, it has a graphic of this red band across the hood that says relentless, because we're relentless about sticking it to cancer.
I think that's good. You've got a whole rainbow on your wrist. This is my first one.
I'm getting a bigger collection. How do you compete with the Livestrongs? I mean, or is it not really a competition?
It's not really a competition.
Rising tide lifts all boats?
We are all there for the same goal. Right. In fact, a lot of people ask us, you know, why are you supporting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and why haven't you just decided to support somebody else? For us, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, because they are so focused on research for cancer, in fact, last year they supported $1.9 million of research here in Georgia. Which is pretty exciting to us. And we actually know some of the folks on the front lines of clinical trials and things trying to figure out how to cure cancer. But all of those research dollars are initially going into lymphoma and leukemia research, but they are affecting all cancers. And some of their successes have already gone on to be shared with other lines of other types of cancer. So we're glad to support. Our whole goal is that in 20 years, our kids won't say, yeah, I know people who have cancer.
What a great goal. And listen, you know, our last guest, they talked about having a website, this central place where people could go. You could find out about doctors in Cobb County. You guys have a Facebook page, I think.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and your whole approach to using social media in general. Is that working for you? Why is it working?
Oh, my gosh. We can't keep up. August 1st is when we really debuted Stick It to Cancer. And I think that was the day we started the Facebook page. And since then, we have very close to 800 fans on that page. And it's just been overwhelming.
Did you say August 1st?
August 1st.
2010?
Yeah.
Yes.
This broadcast, just so you guys know, in case you're downloading this a year from now, this is August the 16th. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's amazing.
It's really quite awe-inspiring. I wake up every day and say, what's going to happen today? Who's going to call? What are we going to get to do today? Because we've had just an amazing outpouring of people who not only get behind this cause, but want to actually jump up and do something, which is, of course, the exciting thing.
What are the kind of things people can do to help? And it's probably more than just giving money. What are some other things that they can do?
Really, you know, when you get diagnosed with cancer, it's kind of a slap in the head, and it either does one of two things. You can either sit down and kind of go inside of yourself and withdraw from everybody, or you can decide to stand up like, you know, your Livestrong band there in the Lance Armstrongs and do something better with it. And so the things that people can do is just basically awareness, because that's what's needed the most. I'm very fortunate. I'm 37 years old, you know, got lymphoma, in which I actually have Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is, as they call it, the good cancer, a lot of people say to me. It's got a very high success rate, but the reason it has a high success rate is because of the work of organizations like LLS.
It's a 95% cure rate there,
huh? That's right. It's very high. So
wow, that's great.
Going into it, I knew I'd have a little more energy than some of the other patients out there, these kids that have been battling leukemia for their whole life. And that's obviously why we got started in it, and still a big fuel in my day. The days that I don't feel so good, it's pretty hard not to get up when you know that there's a kid somewhere that's fighting the same thing.
But you see, it's not surprising to me that people are outpouring support and getting involved. Stone mentioned that I ran a half marathon a couple months ago, and I wore a yellow Livestrong mm-hmm. shirt. And so this is up in Nashville, 40,000 runners in this thing, so it was a big event. And I was just stunned that running this 13.1 mile course, how many people would just yell out from the crowd, "Go Livestrong, go Livestrong." You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. And you know, not a day passes that someone asked me in the elevator coming up, "What's the Green Band stand for?" I mean, so people are aware of these things, and they're looking for a way to plug in and make a difference.
That's right.
And even if it's just a little bit they can do each day. What are some of the kind of things that you're doing on this Facebook page? Are you sharing statistics, telling stories, inviting others to tell stories?
Lots of stories daily. You know, it's funny. Stick It to Cancer has its own T-shirt line as well, and it's kind of irreverent. And if you have a chance to go look at them, I'm wearing one today that says "Cancer bites, bite back," and John's wearing one that says "Cancer blows."
It's got a big puffer fish on it.
Yeah, there's a huge puffer fish on it.
I like your irreverent tone, though. All right, so where do we get to the shirts?
The shirts are actually, you can go to our website, which is stickit2cancer.com, and there's a link to the Facebook site. We're working on e-commerce t-shirt ordering. Our web guru, Chris Jordan, I think Todd, you know Chris Jordan.
Yeah.
Our webmaster, Chris Jordan, is working on that fervently. But as you say, it's only been since August 1st, and we're sort of like, oh my goodness, what else needs to be done today? So, look, we just got a Twitter account yesterday because I've been posting from In-Depth Wraps, and my good friend James Ball and Taryn P. said, you need your own handle.
Well, I credit you for just diving in and getting started instead of waiting until everything was perfect, because you never get started.
That's exactly right.
We seem to work better that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like having children. You wait, and if you wait till everything's, all the stars are aligned, you'll never have children.
Right. Well, that's how life is. You just, as you know better than most, you just take it as it comes and get into it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about the vehicle wrap business.
Well, that would be my area. The vehicle wrap business started in 2001, so we were kind of early to it. First vehicles were actually wrapped, I guess, in 1993, but they didn't do much until probably 2000. And I'd been working in the sign industry for about 5 years, and we found that with a baby on the way, it was time to start our own business.
Doesn't that sound like a great time to start
your own business? Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely.
two months before the birth of our daughter, we decided, it's time to start our own business and pull away from our other jobs. And so we started a sign company initially, and wasn't a month or two down the road that everybody was asking us to do vehicles because that was our strength. And so the vehicle wrap business has been good to us. And so, you know, obviously this is a great way to give back. But dollar for dollar, obviously, I believe it's the best advertising you can put out there.
Well, I've got a technical question. Sure. Is that how they paint the NASCAR cars anymore, or do they still paint them?
A couple of teams still stick to the old painting methods. From what I understand, there's about 75 or 80% of them now are fully wrapped.
Are fully wrapped. How cool
is
that?
And actually, some of them have several wraps. So in 1 week, their sponsor may be M&M, and then they take that wrap off. And the next wrap.
Especially with budget issues these days.
The next week, it may change.
Right, because sponsors change, and they got special deals. What, I don't know how many high-velocity radio episodes you listen to, but Todd always works in social media, and I always work in NASCAR. So that was the NASCAR question.
Perfect.
Well, John's being modest and not telling you that through his cancer treatments, we've actually grown our business. And that was one of his things that he said day one in February when we figured this out. He said, You know what I want to do? I think I want to grow our business. I was like, John, could we just battle cancer? Could we not think about what we're doing over here with In-Depth Wraps? And just for right now, let's just focus on you getting better. And he's like, no, you know, I think I would feel really good about this if we got to the other side and we had built our business. And so I said, okay, whatever you say, I'm along.
Well, how many of those 800 fans are customers?
Oh, gosh. Well, I know that 62, it's actually very surprising. 62 of my Facebook friends are part of that 800, only 62.
And 40 of mine. So, and some of those overlap, obviously.
But the real drive of the customers, which has been just absolutely flabbergasting to us, they've all wanted to support the team. And they may not all be on Facebook or on social media, but they are pledging to help in whatever they can. We've got Lenny's Sandwich Shops up and coming in Windward. They are doing balloon sales. And we've got Bruder Plus Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and they're doing $3.33 of every invoice in August is going to the team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and my point is, I suspect all 800 of those fans aren't necessarily customers.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
But how many of them are becoming more aware of what you do as a result
of
this?
Oh, certainly.
Thing?
We've
oh,
seen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's we've been very fortunate the way we build our business as a husband and wife team is we pick our clients a lot of times based on how we feel about working with them, obviously. And we have a very good core of customers with good hearts that they are truly more like family. And it's building that relationship, too. So it's great. We get to spend more time with those customers and do good together. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were talking about the T-shirts. Big Frog Up and Coming is actually running our line of T-shirts through their store. And they've got a whole display in there where you can go in and say, this is what I want, and I want this color, and I want this size, and I want this cool saying. And so much of that is going back to the team that we actually sat down and said, are you sure this is okay? Are you sure that you're not going to get tired of us and want us to go away? And she's like, no, Trish is fabulous. And so, and that's part of our community. That's the way we love to run our business is that the people that we interact with are our clients and sometimes our clients first, but always our friends second. And if it doesn't work out that way, honestly, truly, we fire them. We just get rid of them.
It's okay to fire a client.
Yeah. I suspect if you buy a T-shirt, you're donating money to the
cause.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's
okay. Yeah.
Now, do you have the ability to customize and come up with your own slogan?
Sure.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
It's
in
one
fact,
of those great things.
Can you have like a contest or something?
Well,
right?
In fact, of those 800 folks on Facebook, a lot of them have been the inspirations for our T-shirts. Right now, there are 15 designs, but we're working on one. Maybe you could help us, Todd. We're working on one for running. In fact, there's a 5K next week up and coming, sponsored by Totally Running, that we'll have the fundraising mobile ad at the finish line, and we want to have a running shirt for them, for the winners there. We're looking for a dance one because there's a Zumba fundraiser being hosted up at Bodyplex, and they want something for their Zumba girls. We're looking for, what else are we soccer and football, because our son has a baseball one and it says cancer can eat my dust, and it's got a picture of a kid.
I love the tone of these
things.
Yeah,
it's got a picture of a kid sliding into home. But the soccer one hasn't come out yet because Kick Cancer is really boring. And so it's got to be really punchy. In your face and punchy. So that's one of the things that we do on our Facebook site is we ask our fans to come in and say, what are your ideas for new T-shirt slogans? And if we like it, then we'll just throw it on a T-shirt. And that's how everybody, and they get so engaged talking about it and bannering back and forth. It's really great. And then what I was going to tell you is, you know, I have this flyer that has the T-shirts on it or a couple of the T-shirts on it. And I was handing it out the other day to someone who had asked for it, and as they came up, they took it and they said, I'm a 3-year breast cancer survivor. And the next person behind them who wanted a flyer said, my son is a 9-year brain cancer survivor. And each person who wanted to be involved had a story. And that's the thing. Of these 800 people, it would be very surprising to me if any one of them doesn't have someone very close to them who's had cancer. And that's, like you say, that's the reason that everybody wants to get involved, because everybody knows someone close to them who's had cancer.
Well, I've had this Livestrong band on my hand for probably 5 years now, mm-hmm. this very one. And it started with one of my best friends from school who had cancer. Well, then a client got cancer. Then my cousin got testicular cancer. And then this friend got breast cancer. And now this is an honor of about 20 people. Yeah. And I could name them all. You know, I'm not going to on the air, but I wear this for them, you know. And so we all know someone that way. And this challenge in 20 years of saying, I don't know anybody anymore, is a phenomenal goal. I think it's very possible. And it's going to happen because of organizations like this.
Absolutely. This and, kind of you know, it's crazy how everything comes full circle. John's cousin works at Emory's
Winship
Cancer Center, and he's in the phase 1 clinical trials. And we didn't know this when, I mean, you know, how well do you actually get to know your family's business? That's the thing. Right. You know, we know our friends and we know our Twitter fans. We know our Twitter followers' business better than we know our uncle's business. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, as we started talking to him, he actually sits on, we asked him, you know, you should come walk with us on October 9th. Are you busy? Can you put us on your calendar? Because you've been such a huge part of our team, obviously. We've been asking him lots of questions along the way. And he said, actually, it's already on my calendar. We said, well, why? Well, I actually sit on the grant board, and I help LLS decide who gets the grants. That's the kind of thing that continues to happen to us. Every day there's something like that just kind of, same. Yeah, this has certainly been the purpose behind why we've traveled down this road, we think.
Well, you have to be finding that, you have story after story, you have to be finding that incredibly rewarding. I want to go back to the fundraising aspect of it. I mean, you've achieved such great momentum so early in this, and I think it's terrific, and I get the sense that it's only going to get better and brighter, and more people will learn about it. And I mean, now you've hit the big time. You're on the High Velocity Radio Show.
There you go.
I mean, the coffers
are going to be pouring in.
Exactly. But prior to that, you know, how do you knock on the door at Lenny's Sandwich Shop? And yes, I realize it's cancer, but there's also, I mean, there's 1,000 other people that want Lenny's Sandwich Shop to
absolutely.
How do you do that?
And actually, Lenny's Sandwich Shops are really good about giving to lots and lots of people, so that is a really good example. You know, I think it has to do with your community, and I think you don't realize what kind of community you have until you have something like this in your life happen. And we've had so many clients who've stepped up and said, even before we started Stick It to Cancer, what can I do to help? We had a client drop off their van to be wrapped and bring a pound cake. Okay, wow. We had a client pick up their box truck and bring me flowers. It's just everybody wants to do something, and I think it's really easy when you offer them this vehicle, for lack of a better word, this vehicle to make a difference, and it's very easy for them. They can walk with us. They can, you know, like us on Facebook. How easy is that? You know, they can tell somebody else about it. They can buy a T-shirt. Everybody likes cool T-shirts. So, I mean, it's very easy to get on board with something when someone just presents it to you in that way. And when it's fun, that's our, you know, we want to keep it fun.
Well, and you guys do. You do a great job of it. You obviously have some expertise in branding to begin with. You've got a great way to express the branding with the wraps. But you also, sounds like, I get the sense that there's a lot of activity. You've got several fundraisers coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Yes. We actually have already 3 fundraisers planned. One, and all, and again, with the underlying theme that it must be fun. One of them is called Shoot to Kill Cancer. It's out at Bullseye Marksman Gun Club, and there's going to be a shooting match over 2 days.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Sign me.
Okay. You're in.
That's right. The NASCAR fan. I forgot.
It's sort of a package deal.
You know, I'm getting the sense that you might like this one shirt we have called Rednecks Against Cancer. Would that be anything you might be interested in?
I'm all over it, babe. I want a dozen, all sizes.
Okay, so we've got Shoot to Kill Cancer. That's on the 24th and 25th of September. We've got Chips for a Cure, which is actually our poker night. And talking about CPAs, our CPA is actually the poker-playing CPA. Her name is Ann Margaret Johnston. You talked about finding a niche. She has a niche. She advises professional poker players on how to deal with their earnings. That is a niche,
which is a big market these days with all the young guys wanting the big poker money.
Right.
So. Yeah.
You know, when they say, when experts tell you focus on a niche, the more you drill down,
absolutely.
The people think I'm going to narrow my options and potential clients, and actually that's a great. I'm going to start using that as an example.
You know,
it's a great
the
example.
Poker playing accountant. Well, and you know, that's, we found that with vehicle wraps too. We actually went and toured a commercial print shop a couple of weeks ago with some educators, and they were trying to learn about large format printing. And we went to, we are actually our friend Sue, Field Trips with Sue Rodman connected us, and she said, come on and talk to these teachers about wrapping vehicles, because they've been asking about it. And when we got there, the print company actually had started in things like business cards and brochures and annual reports, and they had gone into vehicle wraps. And it was so funny because we were listening to them talk about their business plan, and we said, you know, that's very interesting because it's quite the opposite way that we approach our business. We really only do vehicle wraps, and people call us and ask for signs and banners and things like that. And we have great trusted resources that we send them to, but we don't do any of that at all because we feel like vehicle wraps are our niche. That's where we're gifted, and that's where we want to focus.
So if you get a vehicle wrap and you donate the hood space just to get to cancer, do you get a nice discount?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. We got to think about
that.
We
can work that out.
That sounds absolutely good.
What a great idea.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got to wait till you see the Tylenol, which is Sun's 1988. I think it's the very first edition minivan that ever came out. It's just.
Came right after the Scooby-Doo wagon?
Yes.
It's got a VCR in it, not a DVD.
Oh,
it
my
has
goodness.
A VCR TV in it.
I see but a brief field trip in our future.
The extra 17 feet of space to count and hold the VCR, you know. So, anyway. So, it's going to be a dream project for you guys.
All
with
right.
All kinds of space to...
Fabulous. So, you got me talking about something I was excited about, which is niche marketing, and I really am passionate about that. So, let me digress back to Stick It to Cancer. The other event that we already have set up is something that just sort of came to us by way of that community. You know, we were talking about that community. Trish at Big Frog recommended these folks to call us. It's an event called Purple Palooza, and it actually kind of fits in with what you do, Joanne. It is a community health fair and fall festival that they're doing up and coming, and they bring in like 30 to 40 physicians and medical practices to come in and do all different kinds of screenings and education. And then they also have face painting and balloons, jumpy things, and then they've got purses for sale and cakewalks and pumpkin patches. And so it's kind of fall festival, but while you're here, be
Make
a little
sure
healthier.
Healthy.
Yeah, and which, of course, obviously, we're pretty passionate about that. But Purple Palooza has decided that they want their beneficiary to be Stick It to Cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, you can imagine nice. We had a pretty good day when they called and said, hey, what do you think about this? So that's October 2nd. So, I mean, I think that's like, you know, with Chips for a Cure on the 9th of September and that on October, we're, you know, our weekends are getting pretty full. We like that. There'll be a couple soccer games thrown in there, I'm sure, with our 5 and 8 year old. So,
you guys are busy.
We don't sleep.
So, what are your coordinates? How can our listeners get in touch with you on any of these fronts, with the wraps, with the Stick It to Cancer websites, phone numbers? How do they get in touch with you?
Okay, Stick It to Cancer's website is stickit2cancer.com. And then we're the same on Facebook, Stick It to Cancer. You can actually go facebook.com, Stick It to Cancer. And then on Twitter, as of last night, we're Stick It to Cancer, no longer broadcasting from in-depth wraps, thanks to our social media pals. And then, of course, our website for in-depth wraps is in-depth, INDEPTHwraps.com.
All right. Well, I see a remote broadcast in our future at one of these events, because
awesome.
They have one every month. It's not
awesome.
Like we're going to have a scheduling problem. Yeah. I mean, they got something going on every month, so at some point, we're going to go do
you got to come to the walk. You got to come to the walk on the 9th at Centennial Olympic Park,
right
down the road.
Well, yeah. A big tent.
That'll be fun. Right. So we got to do that. We're going to get your links on our site as well, both where
awesome.
Where this interview will be posted, ad infinitum, and also on our Making a Difference page, so we'll make that happen. Before we let you go, You heard us do this with our first guest, Joanne Thurston, with the Cobb County Medical Society. But we do have a little tradition here on the High Velocity Radio Show where we like to ask each guest, if they would, to share a mistake that they've made at some point in their career or their pursuit and what they feel like they learned from it. If you're up for it, I'm more than delighted to make time to hear a mistake from each of you.
Happy Absolutely. To do it.
And if you want to, since you're married, you can tell about his mistake. No, we won't go that far.
No. Let's not do that.
All right, we'll lay it on us.
Okay. Actually, I think my mistake does have to do with being part of a husband and wife team. Their husband and wife teams are kind of a little different animal when it comes to business. And people ask us all the time, how do you work together all the time? We really like it. It kind of helps that when you're married to your best friend. But I'll get a little sappy for a second. Where's that collective? Where's the soundbite? In the background.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Todd.
So I think that as a husband and wife team, you have a problem letting go in your business. You own everything so passionately. It becomes such a part of who you are. It's very hard to seek any sort of outside help, whether it be assistance. I mean, anything as small as a virtual assistant or hiring a new employee or any of those things. I think that you can actually outgrow yourself before you are willing to step outside yourself. And that's actually happened to us in the last couple of months. We realized that we were growing so much and the phone was ringing and the emails are going and we're getting lots and lots of folks calling in and we've got referrals everywhere. And, you know, we're talking to folks like Webkins and Little Debbie and we're so excited about our business, but we have to be able to service all that business. And I mean, it's great to have a wonderful presence and to have people, you know, banging down the door, which is wonderful. But if we're not providing that unmatched customer service, then they're not going to come back. So I think being able to step outside yourself and say, hey, wait a second, we have a great thing going. We're going to need some more people to make it happen. I think that was my, I'll claim it my mistake, but it was definitely our mistake. And I think we're remedying that mistake now. So I'd say to all husband and wife teams out there, my advice is to just open your eyes to those opportunities when it's time for you to get help.
I would have to agree. The biggest mistake we made probably was that exact same thing. You get kind of wound up in your everyday operation of your business to business, you know, working with your customers, answering emails, making time for family. You know, all those things are important, but you've got to step outside and decide what really gives you some passion in life. Otherwise, you're just going to get 10 years down the road and realize that you're in the same place you were and you're just running on that hamster wheel. And so I think this has been obviously a little bit of a push in that direction or a slap in the head for us that we needed. And everything happens for a reason, and this definitely happened for the reason to make us step back and see what we wanted to do.
And to step up.
Yes.
And to step up.
Make a difference somehow. So freeing up that time from your business a little bit also gives you some opportunities to do something that's rewarding to you personally.
But in so doing, you've tied it all together so that when you're doing your business, you're actually also serving your cause, which is, I think, in a few years, how a lot of people who are successful and happy doing their work, that's what they're going to be doing.
Right.
So what a wonderful world that would be.
Can you imagine? So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Well, and terrific counsel. And you're very gracious to share that experience. But I mean, that is really pure wisdom. That's marvelous. What a terrific show. I'm inspired, man. I want to get the Tylenol wrapped. I want the T-shirts.
I want to create T-shirts. What I want to do.
You want to work on this running one. The logos, yeah. And I want to meet these doctors too, man. The Cobb County Medical Society. What a fun interview that was. I've learned a lot. I had no idea that we had that organization here. And what I love about it is what Joanne was describing. You got this one-stop shop where you can go and you can look up your specialist and find the doctor that you want and. I have a new level of appreciation and empathy for the doctor that I don't always have when I'm sitting in the emergency room with my 15-year-old with a sprained wrist. Sometimes I lose that empathy.
Well, the great thing about the show, Stone, is that we do get to showcase people that are making a big difference
and
in
they
the world.
And
that's inspiring for not only you and me, but for everybody. So
and how it beats the hell out of work.
Oh, damn right.
Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Todd Schnick, Tori and John Westmoreland, Joanne Thurston, our illustrious producer and Radio X CEO, and everyone here at the Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.